Much of the street fentanyl that kills thousands of people in the U.S. every year comes from Mexican drug cartels. The chemicals the cartels use to make that drug, though, are believed to come from China. Now, Chinese officials say they'll regulate those chemicals. The Biden administration says that's progress. Experts are skeptical. NPR's Brian Mann reports on addiction and tells us more.
When White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan was asked yesterday in Beijing what progress he hopes to see in U.S.-China relations, the first specific goal he mentioned was synthetic drugs like fentanyl.
We're going to look for further progress on countering narcotics and reducing the flow of illicit synthetic drugs into the United States.
Fentanyl emerged as a flashpoint in U.S.-China relations over the last decade as Chinese factories pumped out more and more of the so-called precursor chemicals used by Mexican cartels to make fentanyl. John Coyne is an expert on criminal drug supply chains at the Australia Strategic Policy Institute.
We've seen a massive growth in the chemical and pharmaceutical industry in mainland China, going from, you know, a few thousand locations to tens of thousands of locations.
The Biden administration has been pressuring China to clamp down on those companies, and Chinese officials now say starting Sunday, they'll regulate seven chemicals widely used by criminal drug gangs. In theory, that means much closer government supervision of exports. White House officials called the move, quote, a valuable step forward and an important step in the right direction. But Coyne is among skeptics who don't believe China plans real action.
There are links between some of these companies and Chinese government officials, and in fact, they advertise those links online, often provide guarantees to clients that they're able to get substances delivered, especially precursors.
Coyne's not alone questioning whether Chinese officials will enforce these new rules. Last April, investigators for a U.S. House subcommittee published evidence the Chinese government is actually subsidizing the export of fentanyl precursors. Speaking to NPR this week, a spokesman for the Republican majority staff that conducted that probe said it's a troubling sign that as of now, those subsidies remain in place. Critics also note that while China has steadily expanded the list of regulated precursor chemicals, they've left out many high-risk compounds that can be used to make synthetic drugs. Also, they point to the fact that China has launched no prosecutions of fentanyl chemical exporters, despite documented links to criminal gangs. Experts say there's one other problem. Jonathan Calkins at Carnegie Mellon University says even if Chinese officials step up fentanyl enforcement, drug gangs in Mexico can easily find other suppliers.
It's worth trying, but I think the most likely outcome is that there's not any sustained interference with the ability to produce fentanyl. The precursor chemicals are easy to produce. Many different individuals, companies, and countries could produce them.
This tension with China over fentanyl is playing out against the backdrop of the U.S. election. With the Biden administration under pressure to show progress on a public health crisis that's killing more than 100,000 people a year, administration officials say diplomatic successes with China are part of a wider fentanyl campaign that is showing results, including the targeting and arrest of top Mexican drug cartel leaders and expanding public health and addiction programs that appear to have finally slowed fentanyl deaths. Brian Mann, NPR News.